You can't make something out of nothing. Is that a good statement? In a scientific statement, you can't make something out of nothing.
I think that makes sense. Yeah, and if you're going to claim that scientists say the Big Bang is something being created out of nothing, then you're just uninformed.
No, I ain't going to the Big Bang.
All right, where are you going?
Quantum theory. String theory. When gravity wasn't working, when Einstein's theory of relativity wasn't working out in space, the further you get away, then they went. And factually, Einstein created a quantum theory before he created the theory of relativity. So they went to the quantum theory, and then they went and stretched that all the way out as they could mathematically. And then they said, you know, when we get to zero in quantum string theory, basically, it can become one. It can be used as zero or one in quantum theory mathematics. So now they're taking zero, which is nothing, and identifying it as a one, which is something.
I have no idea what you're saying. Einstein had nothing to do with string theory being developed.
Quantum theory he developed. If you look in your...
He actually didn't. He came up with the term quantum to describe the photoelectric effect, which is the only thing he ever won a Nobel Prize for. But no, he didn't develop quantum theory. That was done by people like Niels Bohr and Ernest Rutherford and many, many, many others whose names
I... Well, Einstein had the theory. He may have not worked it out mathematically totally, but he came up with the idea of quantum theory.
No. He did not do that. Do you know what quantum theory is?
If he used the term quantum, he was making a theory that it existed.
No, because quantum just means like it's a word that means like a packet of energy. He used that to describe the way that light acts both as a particle and a wave, because there were very, very arguments that had been going on for hundreds of years about what the true nature of light is. And Einstein described that the way energy is delivered by light comes in these quanta. It's just a term he invented. Quantum mechanics is just the study of the underlying physics of things at an extremely microscopic level. And we have a separate quantum physics paradigm because it doesn't work in a classical sense.
Right. But I'm just saying Einstein came up with that term then. I mean, he was studying it. He was doing his mathematical equations, and he came up with that idea.
No.
He first used the word. You just said that.
With applications of the physics of atoms or anything like that. Or next to nothing. I mean, you can always say there's... a nugget of it that goes in there. But the studies of quantum mechanics was worked out because people were having an impossible time reconciling what the hell is the nature of the electron, because the energy conservation with regard to the position of the electron, its distance away from the nucleus, and how many electrons there are, did not behave in any model they were capable of coming up with. So they had to develop all these new models.
Yep, I agree.
So evolution, huh?
Evolution, I still have a big problem with evolution. I believe in natural selection. Once something's created, it's like that moth. It was a white moth, and it could hide. Where it was hiding on the trees were kind of whitish bark, and they would hide there to protect from their things that wanted to eat them. And then there was a big fire, I guess, covered all the area that this white moth was living in its environment. And now the white moth, when it landed on that tree, just stood out like a beacon. And the white moths that were slightly darker colored survived. So out of natural selection, that white moth now is darker colored. That's survival of the fittest. Right. Right. But I don't consider that evolution, as far as when it comes to the origin of where things started, from nothing, from whatever we was to a planet, and then to have life start crawling out of the ocean and growing legs and wings and feathers, And
it's pretty awkward that we have a pretty good fossil record of that kind of thing happening.
If that's the case, this still should be happening today. Things still should be walking out of the ocean. There should be little dinosaurs
of a mud skipper?
Growing feathers and growing beaks. Yeah, I know what a mud skipper is.
Okay, well, they can live outside the water, but they're a fish.
There's amphibians. But that doesn't mean that it's evolving from a one-cell organism.
I thought you were going to go in a different direction. You're saying that there is a particular teleology that should constantly be repeated in evolution, and that's just not how evolution works at all. If English came about from a Proto-Germanic
language,
then German speakers should spontaneously start speaking or develop English, or English, some other language somewhere in the world, should evolve into English too. But that's not how it works.
I don't know where you come up with this English. English is a mental learning thing. This is not a learning thing. This is things crawling out of
the ocean. It's an evolution thing. Languages evolve. That is known. But what you're doing is the equivalent of saying, if English is a language that evolved, then other languages should be turning into English today.
No,
they shouldn't.
No.
Because environments and populations and regions are different, and idiosyncratic changes don't get replicated across vast stretches of time either, and there's no good reason to assert that they ought to.
I'm going to say this again. If evolution is true, and it's true today, should be still true today, then evolution
is still
true. A constant record of things coming from cells to animals or a fish or whatever, and they should be still crawling out of the ocean.
False for the reason I just gave. Literally, mudskippers can live outside of the water.
Don't go with the language thing. Yes, so can turtles. So can
There are fish that are known that can live outside of the water. So there we go.
A walking catfish.
Yes.
A walking catfish.
Okay, so the thing you were looking for exists. We also saw mammals go back into... Well, we didn't see it happen, but it has happened. Mammals are now back into the oceans. And there's a pretty robust, trackable record of their change in the fossil record.
Well, I don't see that.
Have you ever looked?
I don't see the fossil record. I've been to museums. I've been looking through books. I don't see that not as much as you think you should see.
Okay, what weaknesses in the transitional forms of whales have you noticed?
I haven't done a study on whales. When we talk out of my head,
what have you studied?
I know about I like killer whales.
No. I said that there is evidence of evolution. You said you looked at the evidence and it's not good evidence. So what particular evidences did not meet your criteria?
I mainly studied about an ape turning into a human. I still don't. You can say that they were related. You can go.
Well, we are.
I don't believe so.
You don't believe that the human and chimpanzee genomes are 98.6% the same?
I don't care. I don't care if they're 99.9%. That ain't the point. The point is, if you look
that
at
that is
the,
exactly the point at, because if, that's the evidence that was predicted.
If you look at the DNA, if put it this way, if God makes the DNA and it's a letter and he's got a design, which I don't think can happen just out of creation, out of its own, you take the DNA letter and you change one little thing and it becomes a completely different animal.
I'm so glad
you take 90-some percent of as a chimpanzee, but they say that chimpanzee is not an ape.
Nobody
says
that.
I've talked to other evolutionists. Okay, so a chimpanzee is a different strain, an ape is a different strain, and a human is a different strain. But
they're all types of apes. Buddy, okay, you think that, well, you didn't really say this, but I think, well, you kind of said it earlier. You think The DNA similarities are the hallmark of an intelligent designer creating life. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you think that there are kinds of species that this God created?
I think he created everything.
Okay. I'm going to just work on that being a yes. Do you think that if two animals have similar DNA, it's because they are the same kind? And because God created them that way?
I think a chimp is a chimp, and an ape is an ape, a gorilla is a gorilla, and a human is a human.
Yes, those things are all, those are tautologies. Schnozberries also taste like schnozberries. What human, gorilla, and chimp all have in common is that they are all apes.
If they interbreed, that's what we call them, apes. If they interbreed and they intermix, that's one thing, like a polar bear and a brown bear. They're actually grizzly. They're actually mating now because they're invading
the territory. An ostrich and a pigeon are birds, but...
Yeah,
I saw an ostrich fuck a pigeon once, and it didn't work very well.
Well, see, that ain't got nothing. But if no offspring comes out, thank God. Okay. But look at a mule and a horse, a donkey and a horse. It performs a mule, but then the mule can't breed. Ain't got the capability to breed.
And
I'm just saying, things happen like that.
Okay. Do you agree that a fox and a wolf are the same kind of animal?
Nope. In fact, a fox is not a wolf.
I didn't say that it was a wolf. I asked you if they're the same kind of animal, or in other words, are they both canines?
Well, we refer to both meat eaters, yes.
So I need a clear answer. Do you think that a wolf and a fox are both canines?
I believe they're both meat eaters.
That's carnivore.
Carnivorous. I think they're carnivorous, and then there's people. The ones that eat canine only grass,
dogs. Herbivores. Do you think that they are a type? They are both types of dogs.
I don't use that term. I think a fox is a fox, and a wolf is a wolf, and a dog is a dog. And a wolf and a dog can't, as they say, interbreed. They can.
Why is it that you use terms like carnivore to describe groups of organisms, but you will refuse to use a term like canine?
Because I don't like the way man gets you in what we call red herring questions. I believe a fox is a fox.
So do I.
Certain characteristics.
I believe there are other true things about foxes. You don't actually believe what you're saying. Do you think that a fox has bones? Because I do.
Of course a fox has bones.
Okay, so a fox is a fox, and a fox has bones. That would mean that there's a third true thing. A fox is a vertebrate. Yes?
As we explain it, yes.
Foxes are also mammals, right?
Okay.
Is that true, or do you not like that either?
As man has described it, yes.
Okay. Well, then humans are vertebrates and mammals too. Now we're not canines, but we are apes. We're primates.
No, you're saying we're apes. I'm saying we're not apes.
For all the exact same reasons that you would classify a fox as a mammal, as a vertebrate, as a canine, a human would be classified as a vertebrate, a mammal, and a primate.
But I don't accept that a fox is a wolf, and I don't.
I never said that a fox is a wolf. They're both canines.
I don't believe that an ape is a human.
Humans are apes. Other way around.
No, you can. That's your belief, and it's
what
okay
you believe
you
about
believe
everything
your,
else except
no,
humans,
no, don't,
because
don't
you're committed to
my,
not
don't,
believing that about humans.
Don't put words in my mouth.
You
you're
put
not,
the words in
not,
your
listen,
mouth when I asked you,
you
if
know,
a fox
no,
is a mammal, and you agreed.
No, that's that red herring question. I'm telling
not
you,
a red herring.
Listen to me. Listen to me. You have your preferences, how you want to conduct your life and how you want to conduct your intelligence. I have mine. What I'm saying is, I truly believe a fish, right, is not a whale.
I also don't believe that. And evolutionary biologists don't believe that. Whales are mammals.
A fish is not a dolphin.
Do you think that... Do you not know that dolphins breathe air and are mammals?
Yes, I know they are.
Then why are you saying that a dolphin isn't a fish as if that's some
just
sort of...
Just because it swims in the sea meaningful statement. Doesn't make it... Just because a fish swims in the sea doesn't mean it's a fish. Just because a fox eats
no
meat
kidding.
Doesn't mean it's a wolf. Doesn't mean it's a wolf. Just because an ape.
How are you doing this right now? I have never said that, and I've had to explain to you countless times that that's not how
I'm
it works.
I'm leading up to the ape and the human. I don't believe just because the ape acts, walks, or whatever like a human that it's a human. Or it's related to us.
Is this accurate?
What are we doing now?
Is this accurate?
They're both meat eaters, yes.
Do you know what a canine is? Because you keep conflating canine and carnivore, and it is so infuriating.
There you go. Exactly. I know it is, because you were trying... What happens is science...
No, you don't know the difference between two different words that start with C.
Did that say canine?
Is this accurate?
I can barely read it. What's it say up there?
Canine.
They are meat eaters, carnivorous meat
holy eaters. Holy fucking shit. I just cannot believe this. It actually doesn't matter. We can go with carnivore. Doesn't matter.
Let me ask you this.
Is this accurate?
Is a dolphin a whale? Is a dolphin a whale?
Yes, actually.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is. In fact, orcas are dolphins because they have conical teeth. There are a few other specific differences. Orcas are dolphins, and dolphins are a type of whale.
I don't believe that.
You're not a biologist. You're not the one that determines how these things are classified.
Exactly.
So you actually don't have any authority to claim how biological organisms are classified. And I don't have my own private classification system. I'm just trying to inform you about how it works. Now, the question is this accurate?
Well, stop a minute. I've been taught what you're trying to teach me in school. I rejected
you
it then.
You did not. I rejected it then, and I reject it now. So, yeah, brilliant. Is this accurate? You got to. Oh, God. He doesn't know how to unmute himself. Oh, no. And I can't do it for you.
Oh, I know how to unmute myself.
Okay, good, good, good. So, is this accurate?
Fox and a wolf both eat meat, yes.
Okay. Now, every time I have asked you this question about if they're canines, you keep saying a fox isn't a wolf. However, the diagram that you said is accurate actually confirms that. So, your added... I don't even know what you want to call this. That extra qualifier you added is completely irrelevant because the model accurately reflects your additional concern. Now, watch this.
That's great, but I don't accept.
You don't accept that a wolf and a fox are both carnivores?
That you're wiggling through a jigsaw puzzle to get me to agree to what you want me to agree to.
Yes. I will not apply my logic consistently if it means I have to abandon a belief that I have had since I was a little boy. So for the exact same reason you said that other one is accurate, this is also accurate. When you try to change it to a human isn't an ape or a human isn't a chimp, you're doing exactly this. But we already established that the model already accounts for that concern. And so it's not a valid criticism of the model. This is true for the exact same reasons that you acknowledge this is true. And saying that one thing isn't another thing is not a valid criticism of the model.
I don't accept your scientific logic. Point blank.
Why? Because it's not because of the logic or the evidence.
I believe a fox is a very special, beautiful animal in its own right. I believe a wolf is a beautiful animal in its own right. I believe dogs are a beautiful animal in their own right.
Yeah, I feel that way about foxes too. That's why I cut holes in all the bottoms of my Therian plushies.
It's just like for the same reason that I don't see color in humans. I don't see a black person different than a white person than a Chinese person. They're human brothers and sisters to me, and I will not peg them, right?
You will not peg them? Yeah. Oh, man. That's funny.
They are their own special people, this clumping together in your way is derogatory in a lot of ways.
Derogatory?
In my opinion, you're devaluing them by clumping them together. It's just like you clumping a ape with a human or a chimpanzee. And even the scientists, evolution told me that a chimpanzee is not related to a human.
I don't know who told you that, but they...
I know, I hear all kinds of stuff from you guys.
You don't hear that, not from people that believe in evolution.
Well, okay, there's all grades and
apart
variety.
From theistic evolutionists, I guess.
Same way there's creationists. You hear all crazy stuff come from creationists, too. But anyway, the point is... I'm set in my ways. I value different species as their own species. I don't buy into the evolutional. I believe in the survival of the fittest. That's true. And we all learn and change. Okay. But I, as an atheist for 50 years, turning to God as my creator, I'm sticking to my guns.